Hi, you are listening to Meditation Jam with Maria René, and this is a pod with Igniting Energy Meditations, designed to connect you with your own beautiful inner wisdom that I like to call your pure heart. That infinite, wise part of you that is connecting to all, but also comes with its own journey, its own challenges. And when we connect to this pure heart energy through the Igniting Meditations, it bypasses all these and goes straight to your core so that you can open up and hear, feel, accept and have fun with your beautiful self. And I see the energy as a key that unlocks parts of us. And I will also invite guests to speak about their work, experiences, journeys and listen to their wisdom. So before we start, I would also like to just put out a little warning that please don't be driving while listening to the meditation or doing something that demands your full attention, because I know that for some this energy can put you into a deep relaxation, almost like sleep. So please no driving. Okay, so warm welcome and let's start this meditation jam. Today we are connecting with an infinite, peaceful, sparkling, light, guiding energy. And I don't want to give away where we are going because I want you to have your journey. But you can prepare to feel both peaceful, comfortable and just expand out into the space. So I hope you will enjoy it and please get seated. Comfortable, close your eyes, and let's do some meditation jam. And we start by taking a few deep breaths. And imagine that where you are, sitting or lying down, that there is a pillar of red healing earth energy, and it's coming from Mother Earth, going up through you, around you, covering your body inside and out and continuing down into Mother Earth. And we now have this red healing earth energy keeping us grounded on this journey. Then imagine that there is a similar pillar of divine bright light. A universal energy that is coming from above and it's going down through you, around you, covering your body inside and out and continuing down into Mother Earth. And we now have this universal energy keeping us balanced on this journey. And we take another deep breath. And if you like, set your intention for this to be a peaceful and relaxing moment. A space where you can let go of the day, of your plans, your worries. There is nothing you have to do right now but relax and keep on following this journey. And feel your body sinking into the surface that you are upon. Notice how you are held, safe, maybe you start to feel your breath becoming slower without forcing it. Just let it move in its own pace. Let your body decide. Then imagine that where you are, there is an opening of light just in front of you, like a portal of light. And it might be big, small, any shape that comes for you. Let that be the one at this point. But it's bright light that is coming through this opening. Just observe it for now without trying to figure out what's behind or why it's here. Just observe and become acquainted with the light that is moving through this beautiful, bright portal just in front of you. And as you are observing and getting acquainted with its energy, might start to notice how your body, your energy, is harmonizing with its vibration from this light portal. Maybe your body is starting to light up as well, or the area around you. Maybe hear a sound or sense. Maybe you start to see some images, or just let whatever comes to you just move through at this point. And if you don't see, feel or get anything, don't worry. Just by you being here listening to this, the energy is doing the work for you, so you can just relax and keep on following the journey. as we harmonize with the energy from these lights. Beautiful portal in front of us. And this energy is inviting you in. You have a choice always. You can say yes if that feels what it is you want to do right now, or you can say no and still keep on following the journey. Come back and enter at any point that you feel ready. And if you are uncertain, then let your energy decide for you. So we take a deep breath and give your answer. And it's a soft, slow moving journey through the portal if you said yes. It's like stepping into a peaceful, calm and relaxing space filled with light, filled with love. And as we are moving further into this space, there is a guide that is greeting you. And it can be any shape. Or form, just let whatever comes show you, guide you further into this light. This beautiful, bright energy, where it's so comfortable and effortless to move. Where our body and mind are filled with light and love. Present in the now. And as we are moving further into this space, guided by our individual guide, we are arriving at another opening, or like it's becoming clearer to see, and it's like a beautiful land in front of us, filled with sparkling bright colors. And again, just let whatever comes to you be the right image for now, or your image or vision or feeling. Just take in this loving energy that is connecting you to the surrounding, to the beauty that is all around you. And feel the lightness and playfulness that moves through this space, this place. And again, just let any image, feeling, sound show up and move through. And there is almost like a festive vibration to life, to nature, to this space. And we're just staying here a little bit longer, taking it all in. Allowing this energy to settle in your body, in your day and life, in your now, your future and your past. It is everywhere, beyond time and space. And if there is anything that's been on your mind that you are looking for an answer to, then leave that question here. And allow the answer to arrive to you at the perfect time. Maybe it comes straight away. Maybe later, but as it arrives, you will know that's the answer. Now we take another deep breath. And then filled with this energy, we start to return back. And if you like, you can set your intention for it to keep going throughout your day and night. we come back through the portal, back into the space where you started, back into your body. And we give thanks to Mother Earth and Father Universe and the Higher Self for joining us today. And you can start to come fully back. Start to move your hands, your feet, your neck. Maybe clap your hands, stamp your feet, do a little dance. And I thank you for listening and have a beautiful day. Sat Nam. So warm welcome back from that peaceful, uplifting and just cozy energy. And I hope you felt it. And I just had this vision as we were moving through the light portal and came into this beautiful space that was so comfortable and beautiful. And then we were guided to, like, almost as if it was a city or a landscape or filled with colors and sparkling shapes. And as we were standing there and looking and being in this space, I just had the feeling of this is the space of our heart. So what we were doing, this portal, it was actually stepping into ourselves. So I had a little bit of difficult at one point to translate it because I felt like we were outside, but we were inside of ourselves. But that doesn't matter. The words are just for our mind to lean into. So it's the energy that we are connecting to. That is what's doing the transformation in these meditations. But still, it's always fun, I think, to get some inclination of what the energy is doing. And today we were stepping into our own hearts, our own guidance, to connect with it and feel that peace that comes with it. It's like there were no question, there was no second guessing or anything. It's just very clear and straight and beautiful and peaceful. And then when we saw where it took us to this magical, beautiful spot, it all made sense because that is where our hearts, our soul, our inner wisdom always is trying to guide us. To the place that feels like home for us, that feels beautiful for us. And we all have different images of what that is. So it's individual, and it was your vision, your feeling. And again, if you don't feel it, see it, or think about something else, don't worry, the energy is still taking you there. And now the connection is opened. So when the connection is opened, then things start to shift. And it could go quick in some areas and it can take a little bit longer in others. Don't push it. Just stay open and aware and notice when you are acting or reacting out of your usual ways. And then you have a choice. Do you want to follow your own old ways, keeping then the old and same results? Or do you want to try a new way to follow this guidance? And sometimes we are ready and we are, yes, open to it. And other days it might be a little bit harder, or we might feel uncertain, or there are things standing, we feel are standing in our way. Then that's fine as well. This is not a race, it is life. But the importance, I feel, is to recognize when the choices shows up, because then at least we are aware and we can say, okay, I see choice A, I see choice B, but I choose A for this time because of whatever reason. But I have an intent and a will to go back and take choice B another time. And then let yourself work towards that as you have opened the energy. But if we are too busy, or we are sticking our heads in the sand and we are not even being aware when the choices or the new ways show up, then that will make it so much harder. Not impossible, nothing is, but harder. And it's in the way that it will take longer time to get into that beautiful state, to that place where we just went that was so warm and comfortable and beautiful. So please let me know if you have any questions about this. And when this is being recorded, we have just stepped into April and I feel it's a really busy month. And when we have those busy months, we have an eclipse, we have Mercury in retrograde, and it's springtime in the northern hemisphere, we have autumn in the southern. But when we have these active times, the balance of peaceful moments are so important. So be active, go for it, but make sure you have the moments like today when you are listening to this to just ground yourself, ground your body, and reclaim your thoughts, your feelings, your vibe, your energy in a way that you can listen to your beautiful heart's guidance. And I can't stop smiling because it is so space that we went outside to go inside of ourselves, but it was also so clear that that was where we were in our heart space. Yeah, love the world of energies and these journeys. And I'm so happy that you are here listening to this and being part of this energy and taking it and running with it into your life and then spreading it out in your surroundings. It's amazing. So thank you so much. And yeah, again, if you're listening to this that is being released, April is a busy month, and I'm going to have 4 live events where I stream on the wellness app Insight Timer, and it's going to be a new moon solar eclipse meditation. I have a pure heart ignition, and then I have 2 talks or courses, or I don't know what to call it, but I'm going to talk. The first one is I'm going to talk about moving through transformation, because I've been doing this for 20 years now. I started in 2004, and it's still, luckily, I believe, new things happening all the time. And I don't hope I will never be fully learned or fully developed in these areas, because I love to expand and find out new avenues and areas and things that the energy is taking us to. But still, moving through transformation and doing that through these 20 years has definitely been ups and downs and confusion, joy, magic. It's been so many layers, and I'm just going to share a little bit of my story and give you some tools, and you can listen to it whether you also done it for a long time. Maybe you will just recognize yourself and smile, or you will get some new aha moments and maybe a new tool. I don't know yet if there will be meditation in that. Maybe. I'll have to see what the energy shows me. And then there's another talk by the end of the month where I'm talking about and giving you some tools about how to tackle fear of making mistakes and failure. It's such a big subject in our life, I feel, and more visible in some areas, and those areas I think is different from all of us, and in other areas we are totally fine. But I do believe fear of failure and making mistakes are holding us back in life, and why we have it could be a million reasons, but to start to look at it is the first step. So that's what I'm going to do, and please join me. It's free. It's on Insight Timer, and you find the link to my teacher page on Insight Timer below, or you can send me a message and I'll give you the links, or check in on my webpage. And there I also have my coach programs that I'm so excited about, and I just feel the energy moving through me right now to spark that life force and ignite the pure purpose in anyone who is interesting to do that, to feel more aligned with life, to bring more joy into your life, to feel grounded. And that when I speak about joy, it's that peaceful, grounded joy that comes from within, the one where you can tackle obstacles and setbacks in life without digging a too deep hole for yourself. I mean, we all go through stuff, and being sad and being angry and all these emotions, it's part of life. But I don't feel that part that we should get stuck there. So it is about finding a way through it. And then when life is okay, to feel the gratitude and the joy for all those moments. So I feel that is igniting that beautiful life force within us and bringing out our purpose. We have something to move towards, and yeah, I just love it. Since this became my reality this autumn, my life has shifted in such a big way, and I just love to share it. And of course, it's meditations. I will read your energy. I read tarot cards for clarification, and there are tools and coach interactions as well. So I think that's that. And thank you so much for listening. And I hope to meet you again in a fortnight. Satnam. You have been listening to Meditation Jam with Maria Rinne. And I am so grateful that you have joined today with your energy. If you liked it, please remember to subscribe, hit the like button, and leave a review if there was something specific that you enjoyed. And you will find more links in the text below from my guests and also to my social media if you like to follow me there. So thank you again for joining, and I hope you have a beautiful day, week, and month. Satnam.